You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Brown, Garland, Tatum, Pippen, LeVert. They're all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Monday, March 25th. We're talking FanDuel, and we're doing it after this. But first, like, subscribe, notification bell. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Biggest thing you can do is sign up at Stochastic. If you're sick of the NBA, baseball starts on Thursday. Projections, ownership, top stacks, top pitchers, top batters, lineup generator, sims, contest generator, premium Discord, and more. If you still want to hang out in basketball, we got a couple more weeks of the regular season. You can sign up for those packages too. I'm not going anywhere. But for now, anything you could want on the DFS side, you can find in the description below. Just click the link. First up at number five, we have Chimezie Metu. He's power forward center eligible, 3,900, projected for 18. The goal's 28, winning lineup 23% of the time. Now, we have no idea how many minutes Metu is going to play. We haven't seen Jalen Duren in the past two games. If Duren is out, we like Metu. Even if he's in, around 22 minutes, 0.8 fantasy points per minute, decent enough point per dollar play. 7.5 points, 5 boards, an assist, and a stock and a half. Horrible matchup against the New York Knicks, giant pace down spot, and their 16.5 point dogs. But I think he's going to be in the rotation, and he probably plays in a blowout. Santi Aldama in at number four, power forward center eligible, 7,200, projected for 31. The goal's 43. He's in the winning lineup 24% of the time. Might have Desmond Bane back for this one, but we've got a lot of Q tags and a lot of doubtful tags. But Aldama should be starting at the four one way or the other. He's playing 33 minutes a night. Very difficult matchup against Denver, although Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are both questionable, so it might look a lot better in the future. 14 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. You want to use him at power forward, and this price is getting to a point that really scares me. But he is still a value here, given his minutes. Derek White in at number 3, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 8K, projected for 37, the goal is 46. He's in the winning lineup 27% of the time. Pretty sizable usage rate bump and assist rate bump with no Jrue Holiday around. He is questionable though, so keep an eye on it. 1.05 fantasy points per minute in a pace-up spot against the Atlanta Hawks, who have one of the worst defenses in the league. 17.5 points, 6 assists, 4.5 boards, and 2 stocks for White. And you get to put him in at either guard position. I like that flexibility. Isaac Okoro is in at number 2. This is gross, but shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,700, projected for 22. The goal's 31. He's in the winning lineup 30% of the time. I went 33 minutes. He's a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy, but he's facing Charlotte, and they're dreadful at everything they do. 11 points, 3.5 boards, 2 assists, a stock and a half. This is where you go for like a low to mid-tier priced value play across the most difficult position to roster. Is this going to look great by the end of the day? No, we'll get better value that passes Okoro, but he does make lineups just work. Finally, my number one contender is Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., power forward center eligible, 8,500, projected for 38. The goal is 48. He's in the winning lineup 31% of the time. Now, this is a difficult matchup at elevation in Denver, but if there's no Nikola Jokic here, then the guy on the opposite side of him is DeAndre Jordan. And whatever else they try to do, it's going to be pretty good for Triple J. Although at that point, I think he sees a steady diet of Aaron Gordon. 33 minutes, 1.15 fantasy points per minute, 21 points on 30% usage, 6 boards, 2 assists, and just shy of 3 stocks. If I can only get to one guy right now, that man is Jaren Jackson Jr. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Monday, March 25th. DraftKings version is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.